Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom by Christiane Northrup. Introduction, Reclaiming Our Bodies, Reclaiming Our Wisdom. Welcome to Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, a journey that will transform your relationship with your body and your health. As an OBGYN with decades of experience, I have dedicated my life to understanding and promoting women's health in a holistic and empowering way. This book is more than just a medical guide. It is a call to reclaim your body, your wisdom, and your inherent power. The Fall from Embodied Wisdom. Imagine a world where women were revered for their strength, fertility, and creativity. A matriarchal society where the arts flourished and women were in harmony with their bodies. This is the world we once knew, before the influx of violent dominator tribes that disrupted this balance and led to the subjugation of the feminine. For 5,000 years, women have been subjected to beliefs that their bodies are weak and dysfunctional, needing constant medical intervention to be cured. This historical context sets the stage for the modern health issues women face. The dominator system has led to a schism between mind and body, causing women to dissociate from their intuition and their bodies. This disconnection is at the heart of many health problems, from menstrual cramps and pelvic pain to more severe conditions like endometriosis and ovarian cysts. Understanding the body as a whole. Your body is not just a physical entity, it is a temple where your soul dwells and experiences life. It is deeply influenced by your beliefs, culture, and behaviors. If you believe that suffering is inherent to being a woman, this belief will manifest in your physical health. Conversely, if you cherish and care for your body, you will have the tools to be healthy. The female body is intricately connected with the natural world. It cycles with the moon and the tides, and it possesses a deep well of fertility and creativity. However, these incredible capabilities have been systematically pathologized and medicalized. We have been taught to fear disease rather than create health. The power of inner guidance. Each of us has an innate inner guidance system that can override and influence physical reality. This system operates through our emotions and desires, guiding us toward things that feel good and are good for us, and away from things that feel bad and are harmful. This inner wisdom is hardwired into us, urging us to seek love, joy, fulfillment, and health. In my decades of medical practice, I have seen how premenstrual syndrome, PMS, pelvic pain, fibroid tumors, and other conditions are not just physical issues, but are deeply connected to the context of a woman's life and her beliefs about herself. By understanding and addressing these underlying factors, we can relieve distress and achieve optimal health. Holistic healing, integrating mind, body, and spirit. Holistic healing is at the core of my approach. I believe in incorporating both Western medical science and non-Western practices, such as chakra energy and acupuncture. The chakras, for instance, are the primary organs of our subtle energy system, connecting our nerves, hormones, and emotions. They act as transformers that distribute refined emotional, psychological, and spiritual information to our cells. For example, menstrual cramps can often be more than just a physical issue. They can be a manifestation of emotional and psychological factors. By addressing these underlying causes and using holistic approaches, women can find relief and heal in a more comprehensive way. Reclaiming the erotic and our sexual health. Erotic flourishing is central to women's health, yet it is often neglected in traditional medical discussions. Our bodies are designed for pleasure, fertility, movement, strength, and well-being. However, cultural and societal beliefs have often led to the suppression of our erotic selves. Reclaiming our erotic selves involves understanding our cultural inheritance and the ways in which it has shaped our perceptions of our bodies. It means recognizing that our sexual health is intertwined with our overall well-being and that our bodies are capable of immense pleasure and joy. The anatomy of women's wisdom, menstrual cycle, uterus, and ovaries. Let's delve into the specific aspects of women's health, starting with the menstrual cycle. Our cyclical nature is a reflection of our connection to the natural world. However, conditions like menstrual cramps, premenstrual syndrome, PMS, and irregular periods are often treated as isolated medical issues rather than as part of a larger holistic picture. The uterus, for instance, is not just an organ. It is a symbol of our creative and nurturing power. Conditions such as endometriosis, uterine prolapse, and fibroid tumors can be understood and healed by addressing the emotional and psychological contexts in which they arise. Similarly, the ovaries are not just reproductive organs, but are also linked to our energy and vitality. Polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, and ovarian cysts can be managed by considering the broader health and well-being of the woman, rather than just treating the symptoms. Empowerment through choice and self-awareness. The central message of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom is empowerment. It is about recognizing that you have more power, control, and choices over your body than you might have previously thought. This empowerment starts with self-awareness, understanding your body, your emotions, and your desires. It involves challenging the outmoded beliefs that have led to the medicalization of women's bodies. For instance, the high rates of C-sections and hysterectomies are symptoms of a system that often prioritizes intervention over natural processes. By reclaiming our bodies and our wisdom, we can move from a culture of fear and disease to one of health and flourishing. Chakrajal, flourishing, the birthright of optimal health. Optimal health is our birthright, and it starts with the idea that your own power to get and stay well is far greater than any external authority. It is about rejoicing in your body and making choices that promote health over suffering. Normal is not healthy, and adequate is not optimal. We must take responsibility for our health, recognizing that the processes of the female body are imbued with wisdom that connects us with our inner guidance. By tuning into this inner wisdom, we can create vibrant health and live in harmony with our bodies. In conclusion, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom is a call to action, a call to reclaim your body, your wisdom, and your power. It is a journey that will transform your relationship with your health and your life. Remember, you are a whole being, body, spirit, and mind, and you have the innate capacity to flourish. Let us embark on this journey together, celebrating the wisdom and strength that resides within every woman.